for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
The Coffees will be speaking this afternoon.
Have you enjoyed the meeting so far? They get better, don't they? We think that each one tops the last, and this is the ultimate, but they all get better. I'm Jim Coffey. My wife, Mildred, will minister the word. We're from Millington, Tennessee, for those who are new here. We have a little church in Millington. Might be little in numbers, but it is big in the eyes of the Lord, and we work over there in deliverance. We've gone through this. I don't know how many times have I been here. I don't know. I don't know what anybody knows. Only the Lord knows how many times we've been over here and stood and ministered here deliverance. And every time we come, we know that you have come with problems in your life. And we come with an answer. But the enemy won't let you turn loose to be set free. It's the only way I know to explain it. I want you to begin to prepare. At this moment, right now, if you haven't already prepared, you should have come prepared, but if from this point on, prepare to be set free.
Amen.
I don't want your demons. I don't want to embarrass you. And it's not an embarrassment. Every person that I'm looking at right here has a demon, including the preacher. I'm not putting him down, but that's... Satan never quits. Oh, well, I'll include... our hostess. I don't want her to feel left out. But I say that just to say, hey, what are you ashamed of out there? Your neighbor is so concerned about the demon in themselves that they're not going to worry about you. But yet you hold on for some reason or another. And God wants you free. Haven't you heard how many times already this week, and these last 2 days that we have heard about how God wants a clean family, a righteous church, a family that is ready to not only receive but to give out. And you can't give out if you're full of the devil. Is that right? They're demons. They're demons. That's what they are. They're demons, and they harass you one way or another. Did you know that sickness is a demon? Cancer is a demon. Don't hold on to it. Don't hold on to it. Well, we can't. Come on.
I just have to get him to be nice. Be nice.
Well,
praise the Lord.
I am being nice. You see, we can get mad at demons, and I just wanted to encourage you to be set free today. Don't hold back. I'm holding back. When you feel that stirring in you and we start calling things out and it's stirring in you, don't suppress it. Every time I call a demon out today, if you say within yourself, not out loud, but within yourself, if you're in there, you've got to go. You've got to go. You can't stay. You've got to go. And I just want to prepare you to get ready. Now, she's going to teach.
Turn it on, almost wherever it is. Kyle said don't forget to turn it on.
Well, I can't read it either. Okay.
Praise the Lord. I was thinking he was talking about don't hold on to your demons. Man, I tell you, Irma stirred them up so bad upstairs, I thought everybody was going to be manifest at one time. We had a job up there. I'm still roasting from being up there working.
You know, the devil's having a nervous breakdown.
You did it. You did it. I tell you, that is so true. And I do praise the Lord. And if the men stirred them up like Irma did, and like what was happening up there, we're ready.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. You know, it's really hard to get up in this pulpit and teach about anything because everybody walks all over your message before you get to do it. But I had been mentioned in my church just recently. Ron was over there the night that I shared just a little bit of this. He wanted a tape of it. And I was going to give him a tape, but it didn't pan out. The tape was full of static. You know, sometimes that happens. But I'm going to share some this afternoon on Spirit Guide. We've been listening to, I've been hearing people talk about the false prophet and familiar spirit, and I haven't really heard anybody dig into this, and the reason I got into it was just purely by accident. Everything I get into in the area of deliverance is, you know, I just get thrown into it, and there I am. And then I asked the Lord to show me in the scriptures about it. In our church one night, when Jim started talking about the sickness, cancer, we had a lady in our church that came in for deliverance. And when she came in, we ministered to her, and she left. She's the girl that comes to our church, and I didn't hear from her again for another week. And usually she'd call me every day. And I hadn't heard from her, and then she called me, finally came into church on Sunday morning, and she says, "I'm a mess." And I thought, yeah, I can see that just by looking at you, dear. But I didn't say that. I was waiting. She was trying to tell me, ever since we had worked on her that night, since I had worked on her on this spirit that we were after, she had a tumor come up on her stomach, a massive thing, and it was trying to put fear on her. And she said, "I kept saying, I'm not going to receive you in the name of Jesus. I'm not going to receive you." And so we ministered to her after church, after services that night. We went after, we've been dealing a lot with Satanism. We call it witchcraft. Everybody, when they do talk about witchcraft, but witchcraft all goes back to Satanism. You see, Satan's building his body. He's building that army that's going to fight God's people, the manifest our son, the son of the man-child. God began to show me why we're having to deal with so much of it. It's because God's people are afraid to say the word. And they're afraid to say, talk about witchcraft. Well, he can't touch me. Yes, he can. And you get cursed whether you believe it or not. And every sickness that we have called off of people has been loosed by witchcraft or Satanism. And so the Lord has been showing us this. But with this girl, when I went after this that night, I got this spirit out that had been, we had been working on the week before. We didn't get it out that night. We thought we did. He deceived us. He threw something out. And we thought we got it out. But she knew it wasn't gone when she came back in the church, and so we went after him. And I knew who he was, and I made him tell me who he was, and she started screaming at us. You know, it came forth, and she started screaming at us. And I asked her who it was. I asked that thing who he was, and he said his name was Lucifer or something. It wasn't Lucifer, but I called him Lucifer, and he didn't like that. But anyways, we got the thing out of her. Make my story shorter than what it's been. I thought she was okay. And she said, "Don't forget I need this tumor gone." And I said, "Okay, we'll pray for it." And so I began to pray, and so I said, "Lord, I don't know what it is. Your first thought when you see a tumor is cancer." And so I said to the church women that was praying with me, I said, let's just call the ruler of whatever this thing is out, up, you know, get him out and find out who he is and then get him out. And so I said, "You that's put this tumor on her, you manifest yourself and come out of there." And of course, they didn't do that right then, but eventually we got the thing manifested on her. And he told me, he said, "I'm the personality in her that's got cancer." But said, she, what was the word he used? He said, "She won't accept it. She's in denial. She won't accept it. She's in denial." And he said, "You get denial out of her." And I thought, "Denial, fool, we're going to get you out." And we went after that thing. And we got that thing out of her. I called the false personality sickness out of her. And when I got it out of her, she called me out. She's the girl I told you that didn't give me the flowers on my birthday. You that were here, weren't here, I'll tell you. The next day, I got a bouquet of flowers that came to my house. She would not give me a gift of anything for my birthday, which was in July, because these things were working in her, and she knew they hated me, and they cursed me every time they got around me. But the minute it was gone, she called me, and she was praising the Lord, and told me, she said, "Mildred, that I praise the Lord that you don't give up on me, and that you stuck with me to get me free." She said, "The tumor's gone."
Praise the Lord.
See, we don't always think about things like that has been demonic. But in our church, everything we go after it from Satanism or witchcraft, anything in sickness. And I ran into this spirit guide just totally by accident. The night I was working on her, one of the other girls, the Lord spoke to me as we were working on this girl to get the tumor off of her, the thing with the tumor off of her, that the problem with the other girl was the spirit guide. And I thought, but Lord, we've been calling, going after familiar spirits. You know, I don't know what a familiar spirit is. And I hear people say a familiar spirit is a spirit that's familiar with you and with your family. And it could be, but I also know what the witch told me. That they send them into your house to find out about you. They learn about you so they can go back and tell the enemy where your weaknesses are and what sin you walking in. So they can curse you through those sins. Isn't that interesting? Some of you may not be interested in this, but anyways, that's okay. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you this afternoon, Lord, as your children. Father, we come and we tell you, first of all, we love you. We thank you for your love and your mercy and your grace. And Father, for your goodness to us. And Father, we just thank you that this is the day that you've made. And Father, that it is the day of the Lord and that you're opening our spiritual ears and our eyes and our understanding. And Father, you said your word would not return void, but it would accomplish wherein you send it, wherein you please. So Father, we just speak your word according to what you tell us. We loose it to go forth. And Father, you didn't tell us to convince anyone. And all those spirits and people right now, Father, that are saying, I don't believe this. Lord, they're your problem. They're not ours. And I just thank you, Father, for your goodness to us. I thank you for your mercy. And Father, that you are long-suffering and gentle and kind and full of mercy. And so, Father, we just ask now, Father, that you bring forth those things which you would have us to share. And, Father, those that are needing deliverance, that any of these spirits that I named this afternoon, that if they're there in them, that they'll be aware of them and be free from them when their mass deliverance begins, Father, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, for the name of Jesus. You said that Jesus, over in Matthew, you said that Jesus cast out demons with his word. So, Father, we just believe that word, and as he said, it is written. We stand upon it and believe it to work in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. If you will, open your Bible to John's Gospel. We're going to start with chapter 14. You know, I'm so excited about the kingdom of God. But you know what? I want everything that's in me that would hinder me from walking into the kingdom authority and power. The Lord revealed to me when I first received the baptism of the Holy Spirit that there was a place to walk with him. I didn't know it was called sons, you know, I didn't know that was kingdom. I didn't even know what it was. But he revealed to me that there was a place to walk with him where you didn't, that you walked in hell. You walked in divine hell. That his word works. And so I just believe the word. And I stand on it for everything. And I say this, and this is not to brag on me. I want you to know God's word works. Because I have not been to a doctor since 1970. And I do not take medication. Because when I get sick, I call for the elders of the church. And they test it out, whatever it is. And I praise the Lord that the word works. What I tell you works for me. I can tell you a lot of things, and if it doesn't work, it's not working for me. To me, it wouldn't be true to me. And I can't tell you that. I won't do that. I want to tell you what works. It's worked in my life. It works in my husband's life. It works in our church's life. Our church doesn't go to the doctor. We don't tell them not to go to the doctor. We tell them. I had a lady call me the other day and said, about something else, about her son. I said, "Hun, your son don't come to our church. He doesn't believe like us. You leave him alone. Let him do what he has to. And when they get sick, if they don't come to get deliverance, and whatever they do is their business. But as far as I know, they don't go to the doctor. They come and say, 'Hey, I got this problem. Would you cast it out?'" In John's Gospel, I want to show you, first of all, what I want to show you, what the Lord began to show me about this spirit guide was that he operates so much like the Holy Ghost in people. That you don't, if you don't know the word and if you don't discern and don't try the spirit, you're listening to the wrong voice. That's the only reason I'm wanting to share this. Because God began to show me with one of the girls in our church when he showed me this spirit got in her that she had been saying, "The Lord said," or "God said." And my question was, what God and what Lord? And so when I began to look into this, God began to show me. When we ran into it, I said, "Lord, now you show me in the word." And so first thing he did, he took me through what who the Holy Spirit is, and that's what I'm going to do with you. You say, well, I know. Well, you're going to hear it again, so don't turn the word off. Let's look at it, okay? In John 14, in verse 15, Jesus is talking here, and he says, if you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. He said, I'm going to give you a comforter, one that will comfort you and abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth. You see, he is the Spirit of truth. He's a comforter. The Holy Ghost is a comforter. He's and whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. And then over in verse 26, he says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. He's a Comforter, he's a Spirit of truth, and he's the teacher. And Jesus said he'll teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. Okay, John 15, verse 26. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth who proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify me. Brother Tommy talked about it this morning. I think it was him said that these false prophets draw people to them. The Holy Spirit points people to Jesus. They don't bring people great numbers to follow after a man. The Holy Spirit doesn't. He brings people to follow Jesus. And anyone that brings tries to bring people to follow them, you judge the spirit. You see what spirit's working there. You know, we got to stick with what this word says. He said he will always, he testifies of Jesus. He reveals Jesus to us. And then in chapter 16, in verse 7, says Jesus said, nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you, but if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he comes, he will reprove the world of sin. The Spirit convicts us of sin. This false spirit says, oh, well, nobody knows. It's okay. Justifies what is wrong. He justifies. I've heard people tell me, well, God understands. I know it's wrong, but God understands. I said, he sure does, and he calls it what it is. And I said, because you know not to do it, and you're doing it, you are in danger. They don't believe it. Listen, the word says to him to know to do good and to do it, not to him, it's sin. And we say, well, I'm going to say this, I know I shouldn't. I won't meddle. Well, no. He said, he'll reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin because they believe not on me. Of righteousness because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment because the prince of this world is judged. And Jesus said, I have many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you. Hear the word guide? He will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. The word I was looking for, when the Lord began to, he gave me this scripture first, when I began to say, Lord, what is a spirit guide? I want to know. And he said, he's a counterfeit of the Holy Ghost. And he gave me this scripture. He said, what did I say in my word? That the Spirit of truth will guide you. He never pushes, he never drives, he guides. He doesn't drive you. Anything that's driving you or shoving you and making you do something, you said, the Holy Ghost made me do it. No, he didn't. Amen. No, he didn't. And this is what I wanted to show you this afternoon was that when the Spirit of the Holy Spirit works within us, he guides us. He gently leads us into the way we should go. He'll tell you what you should do, but he won't make you do it. When you ask him, most time we don't ask him. Most time we rush ahead. Lord, I got to do this, and we rush ahead, and we go do it, and we get in a mess, and we say, God, help me out of this mess. We need to seek his guidance, don't we? And then over in let's go to 1 John, and this is where God began to show me. I have taught on 1 John chapter 4 many times when I was teaching. Trying the spirit. test the spirit. You know, God had a reason for us to test the spirit. To test them, see whether they be of God or not. 1 John chapter 4, verse 1 says, Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. And I want to tell you something. Go to test the spirit. You don't ask the spirit a question that he can answer in yes or no. Because the devil's a liar, and he was from the beginning. But when you ask somebody something, when you're mentioned to them, you ask them where they have to tell you. When you say, well, are you born again? When you're dealing with a demon in itself and say, did Jesus Christ come in the, is Jesus Christ Lord? Well, yeah. What you say is, hey, who's your Lord? Who is your Lord? You try the spirit, you make them tell you. Okay? Going on. He said, because there are many false prophets gone out into the world. And I want you to know people that are led by prophecy are in trouble. God did not tell you to be led by prophecy. He said that we're to be led by the Spirit. I had a man call me up one time. I didn't even know the man. He called me up. We were getting people in our church that had gone to this man that God, sometimes God's sheep are so dumb. You know, that's why God, Jesus called us sheep, we're so stupid. That's why that demon called me stupid too. But let me tell you, Jesus called sheep, said sheep, his people are sheep. And sheep are dumb. Did you know that a sheep will starve to death? That they'll, if anything, you know, they won't drink water out of moving water. And they eat in circles. And when they eat all that grass up, if somebody didn't lead them over to another pasture, they'd starve. And so this is what we need to know, that we were gullible gooses too. We try to swallow everything in my says. But they were going to this man. They heard he came out of the occult. He didn't get any deliverance at all. Didn't even believe in deliverance. But all of a sudden, he's a prophet of God. And he was going to this church, prophesying to 1 and 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning. The people would sit there till he prophesied of every one of them. And then they come to us and say, you know, what he said didn't come true. I did what he told me to, and I lost this and I lost that. And I just got so sick of it. I wanted to get a hold of him and step on him. But I didn't know him, and I never did call him by name. I heard his name, but I was on the pulpit one day when some of these people were in our church. They had been bugging me about it, and I said, please don't listen to what anybody says unless, I said, if they say something to you that doesn't bear witness with your spirit, you reject it. If it bears witness, let aside then and look into the Word and see if it lines up with the Word of God. And don't jump and run, do it. If it's God, God will bring it to pass. If it's not God, it'll fall by the wayside. But they weren't doing that. They weren't judging. And then he started, he couldn't get everybody ministered to till 3 o'clock in the morning, so he started in the daytime and set up times. And he would prophesy for hours. And then they'd pay him money. And so I got a phone call from him. I guess I was hurting his income. I don't know. But he said he was screaming. It was nothing godly about it. It sounded just like demons I'd heard scream on the floor. And I could just visualize him jumping up and down, screaming at me, said, what do you mean calling me a false prophet? Well, I didn't say a false prophet. I just told him not to listen to him. And this, somebody came to me and told me he had a familiar spirit. And I didn't say that. They said it. But it got back to him that I said it. And I called him. I said, now, brother, wait a minute. And Jim said, don't call him your brother. He's not your brother. My husband was standing there. He finally took the phone away from him. He was screaming at me so loud my husband could hear it. But I said to him, I said, brother, the Word says that we're to be led by the Spirit, not by prophecy. I have prophesied to thousands of people. I said, yeah, I'm sure of that. But what I'm trying to tell you today, judge it. I don't care who gives it to you. Judge it. Okay, well, I don't want to judge. Y'all get that tape on the 12 gates that the brother preached last time he was here, and listen to what he says about judging. Man, it's good. God told us to try the spirits to see if they be of God or not. People prophesy, and sometimes they want it so bad for you that they'll prophesy their own spirit to you. And it's not God, it's just something they know you want, that they desire you to have it, so they start prophesying it to you. And you've got to judge it. You know what I say?
When it comes to me, Lord, that be of you, I receive it. But you got to bring it to pass. I won't lift a finger to bring it to pass. You see, God's given us the book to go by. But there's so many of us come, let me tell you, we've come out of every denomination. I believe it was Irma this morning up there in our room, classroom a while ago, talking about, where are the generation curses? You don't know what your grandmother or grandpa walked in. Why, my grandpa was a preacher. Well, that doesn't make him perfect. He was no saint. I mean, well, we don't know what he was. So what I'm saying to you, you've got stuff in your background that will work, and these spirits, these false prophets come forth, that stuff in you begins to stir up and say, yeah, that's good. I want it. And not me. I don't do that. Oh, I've watched it for years. The reason I even got into deliverance was that I was watching this when I first came into the spirit move. But we got into charismatic first. We came out of Baptist church. And I began to watch people in every prayer line. Same people were in every prayer line. And I was asking the Father, I said, Lord, I'm coming out of Baptist church. I'm of the kind that I got to see it to believe it. I had one of the preachers in the Baptist church tell me sometime, one time, said, God has write you a letter for you believe it. He did. He wrote me a whole book. But I saw them in the line, every line, every person, and they'd go up there and they'd get prayed for, and maybe they'd fall out on the floor, whatever. And they'd get up and they'd walk away and say, nothing happened. I could read their faces. Nothing happened. And I was saying, what's wrong? People are getting hands laid on them until they're bald-headed. They've had enough oil put on them they can float a battleship, run a battleship. But, Lord, they're still sick. They're still bound. What's wrong? Well, if you ask the Lord, he'll show you. He showed it in my living room one night when a man manifested in a Bible study we had and littered off on the floor like a serpent. Spirit in him, which we had cast out. God says for us to be wise, to know this word, to judge what people say to us. Judge it. I don't care if it's me, who it is. Judge it. If it doesn't line up with the word, get in the word and find out. I have trouble. People tell me, you can't send demons to the pit. I said, too late. Too late. I asked the Lord about that one time, and God don't just up and tell me something, but sometimes when I'm praying, after I've been praying a long time and asked God, been asking for things, it just all of a sudden I know what to do. And we had a man come to our church one time, and I think I've said this here before. He said, Mildred, what in the name of heaven you got some bound demons over your church? Because we believe in binding. And I said, well, we've been binding them. He said, but they're all over your church. I said, Lord, what are we going to do with them? You know, people said, well, send them to the drop place. Well, I thought we were afraid they'd come back. So I said, oh, and the Lord began to show me, he said, send them to the bottomless pit. I dig in Revelation all the time. I read in Revelation. And when I saw that in the bottomless pit, then I saw where the pit was open. I thought, Lord, I hope that's not those we've been sending there. But anyways, we sent them to the bottomless pit. We would bind them and call for the angels of the Lord, take them to the bottomless pit. And I was working on when we had been doing this for a while, I don't know why I'm telling all this. This wasn't where I was going. Anyways. We were ministering to a girl. In fact, it was my own daughter-in-law. And this spirit worked, manifested in her. And he said, he looked at me with such hatred in his eyes and said, you're not sending me to no bottomless pit, no blankety-blank bottomless pit. He said, where you sent the others? I thought, that's good. That's good. I know they're there. See, I was sending them by faith. And when they told me I couldn't do it, I said, well, I'm doing it, and if they're not there, I don't know where they're going, just long as they're not over our church. But I was believing. When I pray, I believe. Because I pray the word. I stand on the word. And I believe it to work. And God says, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. And while I'm on this binding, now I'm what's going to get to it. I probably won't have time. But let me tell you something the Lord has revealed to me about binding. We were binding spirits. We always bind before we go into to teach whatever in the church, or deliverance or praise or anything, we bind spirits. But it seemed like there was just such oppression coming, even as we binded from, over the church, around the church, and under the church. I go under the church, too, because I know they come up from the ground. I was found that out the hard way. And so I was binding them, and I was in deliverance one night, and I saw a spirit get some aid, and I knew I had bound everything around, and I thought, Lord, how did that happen? And he said, well, you bound over the church, but you didn't send the warrior angels, call for the warrior angels to go into heavenlies and drive them off away from the over the church. See, we're in warfare. We believe in warfare. And the only thing I ever teach up here is warfare. We do teach other things in our church, but this is what we're here for, is deliverance. And if you're binding over your household, if you're binding over your child, started binding and rebuking and calling for the angels of the Lord to remove the demons that had been assigned to my family. See, we talk about familiar spirits that are family orientated. Well, what about if you're a deliverance worker, the devil, or a minister of the Lord, the devil's going to assign somebody to you, some demon to you, to find out what you're up to. If you're not doing deliverance, he's not real concerned about you. And that's so the grapevine that I listen to sometimes says. But when the Lord told me about binding and calling for the angels to do warfare over the church, I decided I was going to ask the Father to remove those, call for the angel of the Lord to remove the one that had been assigned to me. He said, how did I know that one had been assigned to me? Well, every time I go out my door and get into my car, now y'all not going to like this, some of you ladies that are so refined, but I smell that thing. And I would ask, I was so sick of him, I'd run him off, I'd bind him and run him off, and bind him and run him off, but he'd always come back. And I didn't know he'd been assigned to me, and when I found it out, then I asked the Father about bringing the angel of the Lord to take that, to remove the ones that had been assigned to me. I didn't seem to follow him because I'm the one that was doing the digging and deliverance. And when we're together in the car, we get in our car together. But we have not had the problem since we started going after the ones that have been assigned to me, to us, to watch us. And I was asking why they were assigned, and they told me that I had gotten into some stuff I wasn't supposed to know. And that they were going to keep an eye on me to find out. And you said, well, you're bragging yourself. No, I'm not. Let me tell you, read the Revelation. Go into Revelation, look at the bottomless pit, and see what's been loosed on you. He said, well, that hasn't happened yet. That's why we got to do warfare, ladies and gentlemen, girls and boys. I'm older than everybody else here. I say girls and boys, except some. But praise the Lord. But what I want you to know, we're in a war, and you better learn to bind and loose. That's the greatest weapon you've got in the name of Jesus, is the binding and loosing. Now, going back over to John, 1 John 4, he said, hereby know ye the Spirit of God. That confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. We did that with the spirit one time and got real deceived at the very beginning. We said to that demon, did Jesus Christ come in the flesh? Oh, yes, yes. You see, we didn't put it to him to make him tell us that Jesus had come in the flesh. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, whereof we have heard that it should come, and even now already it's in the world. Ye are of God, little children, have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Let me stop right here and say this. I used to go off and teach deliverance and warfare in different places. I haven't been a lot of places lately because of Jim's work. And I was accused of talking about the devils all the time. Well, that's the ministry God put me into. But let me tell you something. Don't mess with devils if you don't know who you are in Jesus. If you don't know your authority, you don't need to mess with them. You need to know who you are. You need to know the authority that God's given you. You need to know the power that's in the name of Jesus Christ and in the blood. You need to know. I don't mean this. The demons know who Jesus is, and they fear and tremble. But you need to know that you know that you know that you know that you know when you pray that word and you stand on it that it works. Amen. And it does when you believe it. And it's not a hope so. It's not a mental consent. It is knowing and walking in it and knowing the devil is under your feet. Jesus Christ defeated him at the cross. He assigned him to hell, but he hasn't gone there yet. And I hear people talking about the devil's in hell. No, he's not, but I wish he she was. He's going there. He has not been defeated by you and I. Jesus defeated him, and he showed us how to do it. And we become overcomers when we defeat him in our own life. I can't defeat him in his life, and he can't defeat him in mine. I've got to do it. I've got to know who I am in Jesus.
Amen.
I've got to know. I've got to know that the word is for me.
Amen.
You cannot stand. I have people come to me and want me to pray some, and it's, I get so bugged with them. I always pray, and I ask the Lord to forgive me, because I think, why don't you turn that child loose and let them grow up? Let them hit the bottom so they can call out to Jesus Christ and not to mama. I'm not my kids' gods, I'll tell you right now. God is working in my children's lives. They're not children anyways. I got a son 50 years old. I don't remember right now what the other ages are. We have four kids. But what we have got to do, you yourself have got to know who Jesus is in your life. For the greater one lives within you. When the enemy comes to your door and knocks on your door and says, hey, I'm coming in with the flu or cancer or leprosy, you need to stand there and say, no, this house is blood bought, redeemed and paid for by the blood of Jesus. You're not coming in this house. But you got to resist him. The word tells us, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. And I'll tell you, he won't flee from you when you just say, boo. You have to, you're right, submit yourself. Well, you got to know him before you're going to resist. You got to know God, and you got to submit to him and to his authority. And the devil will flee. Greater is he that is in you. Ye are God's little children, have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore they speak of the world, and the world hears them. Did you hear what I just said? We're talking about the spirit that's operating as the prophet. The world in people, even God's people, will hear what that spirit said, because that's what they want to hear. They don't, you know, many people don't want to know the truth. They just want a sugar-coated pill to make everything, well, the rapture is really good. They want that, because that takes away all the responsibility. But if they're not prepared for this war, if you're not prepared for the warfare we're in right now and the witch is coming, you got to know who you are. You got to know who Jesus is. You got to know your enemy. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth us not. Hereby we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. And that's what the Lord spoke to me. He said, this spirit God that's working in people, and so many people have it and don't even know it, is a spirit of error. He sounds like the Holy Spirit. He operates like one. I've made a list of some of the things, what the Holy said about the Holy Spirit, and then I made the list of what the Word said was telling me about this spirit. He operates like him. He's a false comforter. You say, how you know? This girl that I'm ministering to was sexually abused when she was little. Seems like that's all we ever get. Somebody that is, when someone comes into my to me and says, I'm hearing voices, I thought, oh, Lord, not another one. But we go to work and go after them because, it's just demons. But this girl came in and she'd been sexually abused and she's a little bitty girl. And nobody loved her. Her mother, she had had, let me show this. She had had a brother that was born with all of his insides on the outside. And his mother, her mother had to stay at the hospital all the time with this child. She was left alone. And so she was abused sexually. She had no comforter. And this thing came into her. And he was her comforter. And he talks to her. He would talk to her. She would tell me, he said, and you know, it's been hard to separate her from that thing. He's been in her ever since she was little. And she's older. She's 30-something now. But she'd been to all kinds of psychiatrists. She's had all kinds of medication. She's had everything that the world can provide, and she could get no help. And she is becoming one of the best deliverance workers we've got. She's been there. She sympathizes, and it hurts for people. I see her work with, and I've got another one in our church that's been through the same thing, and she can minister to anyone. She sees those girls come in the church, and they see the problem, and her heart goes out to them because They've been there. But this thing came into her, and it comforted her, and it became her God. And so when I was asking the Lord about that, this was the scripture he gave me. The spirit of truth. Who's the spirit of truth? The Holy Spirit and the spirit of error. So he came in to act. Just, I had been saying that a familiar spirit was that operated in people was the counterfeit of the Holy Spirit. I really thought he was. But you see, we're still learning. And when I saw this, I thought, well, this just makes all kinds of sense, Lord. It's just so real. And the reason I'm sharing it with you this afternoon, that a lot of you are being led maybe by a voice that's not God. It's just quiet in here. You know, Isaiah said in Isaiah chapter 8, he said that, you know, God hated this stuff. You know, all the way through the Old Testament, he was talking about the false prophet that prophesies and that they don't come true. You know how you tell whether it's of God or not? If you don't discern the Spirit, wait and see if it's going to come true. If what somebody said to you doesn't come true. I had a man prophesy to me one time that God was going to give me my weight in gold. Plus 2 pounds. I forgot about the 2 pounds. And I looked at him and I said, what would I do with it? He said, why, you old religious thing. Well, I was serious. I thought, you know, I weigh quite a bit. What would I do with that much gold? And besides that, my desire has always been the knowledge of God. Ever since I came to know him, I want the Lord. I want to get closer to him. You see, this thing that I'm talking about will drive you away from God. It'll separate you, keeps you from hearing God. It'll block your hearing from the true God. Isaiah 8, verse 19 says, and when they shall say unto you, seek unto them that have familiar spirits, and unto the wizards that peep and that mutter, should not a people seek unto their God for the living and to the dead? To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to the word, it is because there is no light in them. People that come in, like this man I was talking about, get saved and get no deliverance, and they still have these spirits in them, they came out of the occult, have no light in them. The wizard and the spirit guide and the familiar spirit all work together. I'm learning this, people, by deliverance. I can buy all the books, and those books are good, but until I get into it and it's revealed to me by God as I do deliverance, then I know. I can read the book and forget it, maybe block it out of my memory. But I get in there, and then I go to digging, and when I'm ministering to a person, the Lord will speak to us as the Holy Ghost. What does he say? Give you a word of knowledge, won't he?
Please turn the tape over for the conclusion of this message on side two.
And these work together. Oh, a wizard is a... What is it, Doc? Is it a male witch? And a warlock? They work with the medium, the familiar spirit, necromancy, all the things that God calls an abomination. Instead, and verse 21 said, excuse me, and they shall pass through it, hardly be fed and hungry, and it shall come to pass that when they shall be hungry, they shall fret themselves and curse their king and their God and look upward, and they shall look into the earth and behold trouble and darkness, dimness of anguish, and shall be driven to darkness. Those that have those spirits in people, I find people will get a certain amount of deliverance and they stop before they get those roots out. And if the root happens to be in witchcraft and the occult, it will drive you. It'll do it so subtle that you won't know it's happening, because it happened to my son. And it's the hardest thing for a person that has known the Lord and walked under the anointing and ministered to people, and they fall. And what's the scripture say? Having received deliverance, cast out spirits, and didn't fill the house, and 7 worse than the first. Well, God began to show me that happens to people when they turn away from the Lord. You know what they call backsliding and then come back? That it's hard to get them back with the Lord again. because those ruler spirits that were in there didn't come out. Get a certain amount and they quit. They stop. And this these spirits in there will separate you from God, drive you further and further into darkness. And I'm telling you, people, what I see, and since I've been in the this last year, when the Lord began to give me that on the soul and the soul ties and the false personalities and how the, you know, all this, when, ever since I've been finding this out, I'm seeing that this is what's happening in the world today. This is why we see children going around killing kids. Their soul's been removed and all this occult, their parents was in drugs. And all of this, and all this stuff is in them, and they're not receiving any deliverance. People in churches don't want deliverance. The pride is, well, I'm not going to, what they said about us, don't go over there, they throw up. I said, yeah, we make them sick. Just up, Chuck. But they're embarrassed. I think it was Doc that said, was it you that said that, get rid of the demon, you can get your dignity back afterwards. But the thing is, whatever's working in you, do you find it hard to read the Word? Well, I read the Word, but I don't understand what to read when I read it. I have people tell me that all the time. Those spirits in them are stealing the Word and blocking their receiving the Word. And deliverance is so important. If we want to walk into the kingdom of God, my Bible tells me that the bride of Christ is a bride without spot or blemishes. And all those little spots and blemishes that we look in the mirror sometime and see them, you know, it's not wrinkles and gray in hair. It's those spirits that are looking out at us in our eyes sometimes. Going on. 1 Timothy chapter 4. Now the Spirit speaketh especially that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. This goes right along with this spirit of error that is ministering to people today, seducing spirits, bringing them in, seducing them away from the truth. Every spirit that talks to us is not God. Try the spirits to see if they be of God. It says, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with the hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats which God has created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. So, what I want you to see in the area of this spirit guide is recognizing that he can operate totally like the Holy Spirit. Do you ever bind yourself? Do you ever bind the spirits in yourself? Bind every spirit in you that is not of God. And then when you begin to hear or feel led to walk in to do a certain thing, then you can believe that it's the Lord. Bind everything. Binding works. Because whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth is loose. This girl that I was telling you about, that we got the spirit of sickness out of her, the false personality. Let me share something with you. I didn't want to forget this. How many of you ever heard me teach on the fragmented soul? Parts of the soul and the soul being removed. We got a lot of knowledge and a lot of deliverance came when we began to call the soul back. And we believe in the soul. The mind, the will, the emotions, personality, ability, the appetite, all of that's in the soul. But you know, we forget when we're calling the soul back. Sometimes we call the soul back and ask the Father, say, Father, would you restore the soul? He says in Psalm 23, he restores the soul. Psalm 7, chapter 7, verse 2 says, the soul is torn and removed when there's none to deliver. The will gets removed. Say, well, the devil can't do that to me. Yes, he can. Because you've got open doors that you don't know about. You've got open doors that you've never closed. When we were going after this and this girl, I continued calling her soul. When I go to doing deliverance now, I try to remember to call the soul back as I go to call the spirit out, so that any part of the soul that's been removed will be restored. And that thing spoke to me and said, you can't get her soul back because we got her will. And that was news to me, and I said, you lied. You know, I did the thing to find out whether you were telling me the truth or not. You say, demons lie. Yeah, they do, but sometimes you can get the truth out of them. And I began to say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I break all the bands that the enemy's put on her will. I ask you to free her will and restore it. And when we did that, and I started working on it to get her free, that's when she really began to get deliverance. Are you with me? Am I boring you? Well, I want you to know, passivity. I hear people say, they don't stand up for what they believe. You know, they just, somebody says something, like I'm saying something, you don't agree with me. You sit there and you don't say anything and you get passive. But God, in the area where you get passive, God tells us, we have the mind of Christ. He says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. You've got to let it in there. You've got to renew your mind. You've got to get your will back. You can't be passive. This Ahab spirit that works in people that makes them passive opens the door for the enemy to do what he wants to do with them. I want to show you some open doors. Can I show you some open doors? If I can find them. We have, when people tell me the devil can't touch them, Hebrews 6 says that God would leave the doctrine of baptism and of raising the dead and all of this and going on into perfection if God permits. Well, I don't know anybody that's perfected yet enough that the enemy can't hit them. If they did, if the enemy couldn't hit you, you would never get sick. So we have open doors. There's doorways that we open to let the enemy come in. And I don't want to be very much longer because I want to spend some time in deliverance. Do you want deliverance? But if you've ever been to a seance, you know what a seance is? As a little girl, I don't think nobody, little boys used to do it or not, but little girls used to have pajama parties, and they'd go in and they'd sit down in a circle, and they would have a seance, and they'd call up spirits, just playing, you know. Well, if you've ever done that, and you've never closed the door on the devil, you got an open door. You said, but I got saved. You know, the devil doesn't play fair. Yes, we're saved and blood bought, but God hates those things. And when you wasn't, we were just playing, the devil wasn't. So that door needs to be closed. You need to repent of it. You need to ask the Father to forgive you and repent of it. The Ouija board. I never even saw one, but I've heard a lot about them. If you've ever played with one, you know, whatever caused that thing to talk to you, what do you think that was? Oh, and you've never repented of it? You say, well, I repented. Okay. Eastern religion, yoga, meditation. You know, there was a ministry came out several years ago that was talking about meditating, sitting and meditating, visualization. You open the door. The enemy always tries to oblige and give you what you ask for. We have inherited curses where these things can come in. Irma hit it upstairs, touched it upstairs, but I'm going to repeat it about your fathers or mothers used to work, remove warts by rubbing over them, saying a few things or whatever. And that needs to be repented of. But the biggest thing that we have, the biggest door that we have is unforgiveness. It is so hard for us sometimes to forgive. But you see, when you don't forgive, and I said this most of the time I share over here, if you don't forgive, you bind yourself to the person that you haven't forgiven. You stop God from working in their lives as well as in your own. Unforgiveness, Jesus said, if you don't forgive, then your Heavenly Father won't forgive you. So we've got to forgive. Girls that have been abused by husbands or fathers or brothers or however, if it's mental, physical, sexual, physically, or whatever abuse, has to be forgiven. And men the same way. Men said, well, I never bothered me. I mean, I outgrew all that. No, you got unforgiveness there, and the devil comes in and out at will.
The word says a curse can't cause this come. There has to be a reason when anything hits you. Because it can't just walk in just because it wants to. And unless we forgive and keep the doors closed, you get angry at somebody and you shoot your mouth off. But you shoot your mouth off and you've got to instantly ask the Father to forgive you. Now, forgiving someone for what they've done to you doesn't mean that it was right. And this is why people find it so hard to forgive someone that's hurt them or done them wrong, is because it's like, well, if I forgive them, that old so-and-so took my husband. It'll make it look like she was in the right. No, it does not. It's you freeing them, saying, Lord, I forgive them, and I ask you to bless them. I ask the Lord to bless them. I got our church, even when they fight in the witchcraft curses, I tell them to forgive the witches. Loose forgiveness on them. That's right. No matter how many times that you get hit, you've got to forgive and you've got pray that God will bless them. And you say, that's hard. But you don't know how free it can get you from that. You free God, you free them, and you free yourself. You free God so God can work in your life and theirs. You know, when unforgiveness, I said, binds three ways. It binds you, it binds the person you're holding unforgiveness against, and it binds God from working in your life. God works in us when we can forgive. And I've had girls scream at me and say, I'll never forgive them. You don't know what they've done to me. What did Jesus do for you? He forgave every sin you ever committed. When we came to him, he said, what did he say? To the man that had a big account, owed a big account over in Matthew 18, he forgave him. His Lord forgave him everything. Just like God forgave you everything when you came to him. But then when this guy that was forgiven, the guy came to him that owed him just a small amount, he wouldn't forgive him and had him put in debtor's prison. And the word says that God will turn you over to the tormentors if you don't forgive. And you know who the tormentors are? The spirits. By the way, while I'm talking about the tormentors, those little pains you get, like, oh, all of a sudden you get a pain in your head. You get a shooting pain in your back. You get a pain in your leg. The tormentors. Rebuke them. I was going to give you scripture on all that, but I haven't. Well, I will too. Go to Revelation chapter 9. We've run into quite a few demons that have names, and I've had done a lot of studying on chapter 9 because I've run into this spirit, Apollyon and Abaddon, the destroyer. But in the first part of that chapter, it says, verse 1 says, and the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven into the earth, and so to him was given the key of the bottomless pit, and he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose smoke out of the pit, and as the smoke of the great furnace and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit, and there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their forehead. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months, and their torment was as the torment of the scorpion when he striketh a man. You say, well, that hadn't happened yet. What does scripture say about Revelation? It said it's was, is, and shall be. Jesus was talking about that. And I want you to know that we run into these tormentors and they torment you. They put pain upon you. They torment your mind. They come against your mind. And they harass. And they have a ruler over them. And the ruler is verse 11. And they have had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon. I call him Abaddon. I like it. Say it like it looks. But in the Greek tongue, his name is Apollyon. He's a bad one. That's what he is. He's destruction. And these spirits, these tormenting spirits, work to destroy. And this thing is the ruler over them. This king works to destroy. Okay. Other doors that
open other doorways. Sex with the opposite sex outside of marriage opens the door. Sex with same sex, homosexuality, incest, sex with children, sex with animals, pornography. Sexual molestation is one of the most common doorways where people have been molested. Any occult involvement, divination, astrology, stargazing, sorcery, consulted with familiar spirit. By the way, I ran into a spirit of sorcery the other day. Then this girl, every time I would pray for her, her tongue would run out. And it would just, you know, like a serpent, just, and I would look at it and think, well, that's just a serpent. But it's sorcery. She would move her head. And so went after the sorcerer, and that's what it was. So I want you to know that this afternoon, if you want to get free, I'm not going to preach till 5 o'clock and then start deliverance. I'm going to start right now. We're going to go into deliverance. And those that want it, the first thing I want you to do, Jim's going to come and call spirits in just a minute, but the first thing I want you to do is to repent. Change the attitude of your heart. Forgive. I'm not going to lead you through the prayer he made, but I want you to stop. I want you to think about it. I want you to, you know what you've been involved with. You know if you've ever gone to a fortune teller. You know if you've listened, if you've been led by false prophets. If you've listened to the wrong spirits, you know it. If you've gotten in trouble by listening to them, you need to ask God to forgive you. God hates it. Over in Deuteronomy 18, chapter verse 9 says, these are an abomination to God. Repent. Ask God to forgive you. Turn away from them. Close the door. Tell the devil, I'm closing the door on you. If you've been in drugs and alcohol, if you are addicted to cigarettes or anything you want to get rid of, you don't pick and choose. You ask God to clean you up of everything. You want everything out of you. You want to be free from it. Yes. Say, God, I want delivered from this. When they call out, whatever they call out, I don't know whether it's in me or not, but wherever they call it out, if it's there, I want it out. And I find that if you'll cough a little bit, you might stir those things up. Don't sit there passive. Don't be passive. And I've told this many times over here, God will not deliver you from your friends. If you want your friends to go home with you, they will. Demons are not your friend. They have deceived you if you think they're your friends. If you think you're controlling them, you are deceived. I'm trying to give everybody a chance to get back. You know, I know it's long. I have to get up sometime myself. But I want you to know that this is the most important part of the afternoon's work. We had good deliverance upstairs this afternoon, but we just got started. And we need time to do some deliverance this afternoon. And I want you to know, I want you to put your feet flat on the floor. I want you to uncross your legs, uncross your arms, and don't cross your toes and all your fingers. I've seen people dig into the floor with their toes. I think Doc said yesterday that crossed arms is a sign of witchcraft, a rebellion. Rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft. There's a spirit that's called the hunter of souls. He goes around and hunts the souls. It's over in Ezekiel 13, verse 18. He hunts the souls to remove it. We want to get him too. We want to ask the Father to restore the soul. You can, you see. You go with yours. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. I'm not going to lead you through a prayer, but I'm going to give you an opportunity right now. She covered repentance. Have you all repented? Has everyone repented? As she said that, right now, I mean right now, repent. If there's things that you know in your life that are wrong, the things that God hates, things that are not pleasing unto our Lord, repent right now. Turn away from them. Turn away. There are two words for repent. One is to turn away. The other is to change your mind. We need to do both of them. We need to change our mind about it and turn away from it. Having done that, I want you to forgive if there is any person that you can think of or that is brought to mind right now that you hold some unforgiveness against. I want you to forgive them right this minute, because that will absolutely stop all your deliverance if you don't forgive. For the Word says, your Heavenly Father will not forgive you if you do not from your heart, I mean down deep in your heart, forgive those who you hold aught against, anything against. Now, I'll apologize for that little remark that I made to my brother here and to Irma back there about your demons, but we wanted just to show that everybody has demons. The devil never gives up. And if you want to get rid of them, I did not mean to put them on the spot, but I just wanted you to know that everybody has them, and you're no different. If there are things harassing you, you're no different from anybody else, and nobody's paying any attention to you because they're too conscious of what's going on right now in themselves. So let them loose. Let them come out. Father, now, set them free. Set them free in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I implore you this at this hour, Father, for your people to be a people that are freed and able to worship and to adore you and to come before your presence with singing and with praise unto you. And we know that we cannot do it with the enemy that is harassing us. So I just thank you, Father, for setting your people free this day. We praise you and we thank you in Jesus' mighty name. For it is in the name of Jesus that we set people free. I can't do it. I cannot do it. I'm not the one that's going to set you free. It is between you and Jesus, what you decide right now. I want that tormentor out, that tormentor, in the name of Jesus. Loose them and let them go. That spirit of torment, come out of them. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. The one that is tormenting you, whether it's physical or mental, whether it's anguish of any type, torment, has to go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on out of there. Come on out. Move. Move in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let them go. Let them go. You have no right to this people. This is God's family. God's family is here, and you cannot stay. You have to go. Torment. Torment in the name of the Lord Jesus. Loose them and come out. Loose them and come out in Jesus' name. Anger, malice, come out. The Lord rebuke you. All those spirits of anger and malice in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let them go. Let them go in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I'm just going to go down a list now. I've got a pretty long list. I'm just going to call them. Religious tradition, come out. Let them go. Let them go. Religious tradition. Curses. All the types of curses. Curses of eating blood. Curse of a bastard. Curse of incest. Curse of abortion. I command you to loose them. Loose them and let them go. Let them go. In Jesus' name. Curse of fornication. Curse from adultery. Curse from having oral sex or anal sex in the name of the Lord Jesus. Bestiality. Homosexuality. Loose them and come out. In Jesus' name. Those sexual sins. Sexual sins that brought a curse. Sexual sins that loosed a demon in you. Come out. I call the demon out. Those demons by that name. Loose them and come out. Loose them and let them go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Curses that came on for having sex during the menstrual period. That brings a curse. You have to go. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Loose them and come out. It brings a curse on both man and woman. Loose them and come out. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Come out. Come out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let them go. Let them go. In the name of the Lord Jesus. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loose them and come out. Bestiality. Bestiality. Come out. Let them go. Let them go. Lesbianism. Lesbianism. Come out. The Lord rebuke you. Spirits of lesbianism. Spirits of homosexuality. Come out. Come out. All those sexual sins. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Let them go. Fornication. Spirit of fornication. I call the spirit of fornication out in the name of the Lord Jesus. Promiscuity. I call promiscuity out in the name of Jesus. Let them go. Let them go. Spirit of whoredom. Whoredom in the name of the Lord Jesus. All the sexual sin. Sexual sin. Loose them and come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Sickness. Sickness. Come out. Come out in the name of the Lord Jesus. All those spirits of sickness. High blood pressure. High blood pressure. Low blood pressure. Loose them and come out. Loose them and come out. Blood disease. High blood pressure. Low blood pressure, you've got to go. Blood disease, you've got to go. Come out. All the blood diseases in the name of Jesus. Stroke, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Spirit of a stroke
The Lord rebuke you. All those blood diseases, let them go. Let them go. Diabetes, let them go. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. I come against that spirit, that diabetic spirit, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I command you to bow before the Most High God. The Lord Jesus Christ commands you, loose this people. You diabetic spirit, in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. High blood sugar and low blood sugar. Loose them and come out. You have no right in this people. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go. In Jesus' name. Heart attack. Heart attack. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Plaque. Plaque in the blood. Plaque in the blood that stops up the artery. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I call tumors out. Tumor. That spirit of tumor. I break the power of tumor over you in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Let him go. Let him go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on out. Come on out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let her go. Move. Move in Jesus' name. You're a liar. You're a liar. You can't stay. You have no right. You have no right to God's people. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Tumors, you got to go. Cancer, spirit of cancer. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. All types of cancer. Loose them and come out. The Lord rebuke you. Cancer. In the name of Jesus, I speak to that spirit of cancer. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All types of growths. All the growths, whether in interior or exterior growths, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I command you to loose this people. Loose this people. The word's alive. It's powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. It pierces even the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit. It is a discerner of the thought and the intent of the heart. You will obey the word of the Lord. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You have no rights. You have no rights here. In the name of Jesus, you're in God's domain, demon. Come out. Let them go. Let them go in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. For he is highly exalted. He's given a name above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, of beings in heaven, of beings in earth, and beings under the earth will bow to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Loose them. Loose them and come out. You too will bow, demon. Come out. Come out. You have no rights here. In the name of the Lord Jesus, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I call all types of cancer, blood cancer. I call blood cancer out. Cancer of the pancreas. Cancer of the prostate. Cancer of the liver. Cancer of the lung. Skin cancers. Cancer of the kidney. Cancer in the colon. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All those cancers. Cancers. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out. Come on out. Let her go back there. Let her go and shut up. Shut up, demon. Come out of there. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You're nothing but a demon. Come out of there. Come on out. In Jesus' name. It's all right. Don't let him distract you. That's just a demon acting up back there. Come on out. All it wanted to do was to get your mind off of deliverance. It was just trying to get you away from deliverance. Don't pay any attention. Don't pay a bit of attention. Get your mind back on it. Did you hear my wife say today that woman that was in denial? That demon said, I've been trying to put cancer on her for 2 weeks and she won't have it. Cancer has to go. Deny it. Deny it. Refuse it. Refuse it. Cast it out. Cast it out. I call it out. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Cancer. Cancer. All types of cancer. In the name of Jesus. Blood cancer. Cancer of the pancreas, cancer of the liver, the prostate, the lung, the skin cancer, the kidney cancer, the colon cancer, and any other kind of cancer. I don't care what your name is. You're cancer and you've got to go. You can't stay in God's people. Loose them and let them go. All the infirmity. Infirmity. That's just a spirit of infirmity. Come on out of there. Come on out. Move. Move in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I call out religious tradition. Religious tradition, that's a hard one. Oh, he's a monster. Tradition, religious tradition, come out. Loose this people. You're a liar. You've got to go. You don't have a hold on these people. My God is greater than any demon. Come out of them. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The word says that these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall cast out devils. You've got to go. I believe you have to go. My word says that you have to go. The Lord says you have to go, so therefore you've got to go. Demon, come out. Come out. All that religious tradition. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. He said, I give you authority to tread over serpents and scorpions and over all of the power of the enemy. You're under my feet. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All that tradition. Tradition. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let them go. Come on out. Come on out. I call out those curses in Deuteronomy 28. Every one of those curses of sickness. I can't even, because so many of them, I can't even call them all. I could get them out and read them, but I'm just going to call Deuteronomy 28 curses out. Let them go. You know it, demon. You know the word. You know what's in there. All the sickness curses of Deuteronomy 28. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Now, you tormentor, I didn't forget you. You still got to go. The rest of the torment. Tormentor, come on out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loose them and come out. Loose them. Tormentor. The tormentor in Jesus' name. Anguish. Anguish. Discomfort. All the discomfort in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I call out that Eastern meditation, all the meditating spirits. Meditating spirits. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. That one that teaches to visualize it. You've got to go. Visualize it and you'll have it. That false faith thing that says name it and claim it. Name it and claim it. It's got to go. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Loose them and come out. Loose them and come out. My Lord has made his word real. Faith works. Faith works. Not false faith, though. All that false faith. I call that false faith out. The faith that the demons put in you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I call off that mind control. Mind control in the name of the Lord Jesus. That spirit of mind control, loosed in witchcraft, Satanism, satanic witchcraft. Come out. All the mind control. Mind control in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Loose them. Loose them and come out. Mind control. Mind control. Controlled by witches in the name of the Lord Jesus. You've got to go. You've got to go. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Witchcraft is simply control. It's just a fancy name for control. That's what witches are doing. They're trying to control you. Come out. Witchcraft. All the witchcraft. Loose them and come out. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. Witchcraft. Witchcraft. In the name of the Lord Jesus. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Occult spirits. All the occult spirits. Ouija boards. Automatic writing. Automatic writing. Stargazing. Astrology. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Horoscope. Spirit of horoscopes. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Yeah, you picked up a demon when you read the horoscope. You got to go. You got to go. You have no place in God's people. Force them out. Come on. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath and breathe them out. Breathe them out. Work with me. Come on. Get rid of them. Get rid of them. Don't let them stay. Don't let them stay. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. All those occult spirits, the horoscope. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Let them go, let them go. Fortune telling, spirit of fortune telling, tea leaf reading, automatic handwriting. Come on out of there. Come out in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Ouija board, Ouija board. You've got to go. In the name of the Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Let them go, let them go, let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, the Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Come out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. I call that beast from Revelation out. That beast, loose him and come out. Beast, false prophet and the beast and the dragon. That ungodly triune group. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. The beast.
Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. That false trinity. That's what it is, the false trinity. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. The dragon. I call the dragon. The false prophet out. I call that false prophet out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on out. Come on out. Move. Move. Move in Jesus' name. You have no right to him. Come out. Come out. Come on out of there. Come on out. Move. Move in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, the Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Let them go. Let them go. Move. Move. You can't stay. You can't stay. You can't have them. You can't have them. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Spirit of divination. Divination. Come out. Come out. The Lord rebuke you, the Lord Jesus Christ. For you. He is King of kings. He is Lord of lords. You can't stay. He is my Lord. You can't stay. I believe you have to go. You cannot stay because I believe you have to go, and the Word has already declared it. And I just simply put faith on it. You can't stay. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. Divination. Divination. I call the witch out. I call the witch. That witch in here that's practicing witchcraft. I command that spirit of the witch to come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come out. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. You're a liar. You can't stay. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Witch. Witchcraft. All the craft. I call craft out. In Jesus' name, craft, you've got to go. Craft, in the name of the Lord Jesus, the Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. In the name of Jesus, Jesus, come on out, come on out. In the name of the Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus, the Lord rebuke you. I call abuse out. Abuse, all types of abuse. I call physical abuse. Especially against children. When you were a child, there's abuse that came in. Physical abuse. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I command that physical abuse to loosen. Loosen and let them go. Loosen and let them go. Loose every person here that was physically abused as a child. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. That spirit that has been there low these years. Come out. Come out. Physical abuse. Let them go. Let them go. Mental abuse. Come out. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. You're a liar. You're a liar, a thief, and a robber. You can't stay. Mental abuse. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Come on out. Come on out. Mental abuse. And mental abuse. Sexual abuse. Sexual abuse. Come out. Come on out. Let them go. Let them go. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. All that sexual abuse. Sexual abuse, especially against children. Sexual abuse went from a child. Let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Come on out. Come on out. Move. Move in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You can't stay. You can't have this, people. I take authority over you. I command you. Loose this family. Loose this family in the name of the Lord Jesus. Come out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Let her go. Let her go. Let her go in the name of Jesus. Jesus, the Lord rebuke you. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you. Move, move in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. You can't stay. You can't have them. You cannot have them. We take authority over you in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Loose them and come out. Loose. Heart attack. Spirit of a heart attack. No, I bind that heart attack. I bind you in the name of the Lord Jesus. I bind spirit of a heart attack in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I bind a spirit of a heart attack. Now call it out. I command it to loose him and come out of him. Loose him and let him go. Heart attack. No, you're a liar. You're a liar. Come out of that. You can't have this body. You'll not put death. I call death out. Spirit of death. Death. I call death off of this congregation. In the name of the Lord Jesus, spirit of death. Death. You will not have them. You will not commit, put them to death. In the name of the Lord Jesus, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Heart attacks. Heart attacks and death. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loose them and come out. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I call a lying spirit out. A lying spirit. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I call that lying spirit out.
You can't have them. You can't stay. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. You lying spirit. Lying spirit. Come out. Come out. Stretching the truth. That's a lie. Stretching the truth. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. All lying spirits. Lying spirits. Let them go. Let them go in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let them go. Come on out. Come out. Come out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let them go. You can't have them. In the name of the Lord Jesus. All those lying spirits. Lying spirits. In Jesus' name. Destruction. Destruction. You have a name. Destruction. You've got to go. Abaddon. Apollyon. You, whatever name you want to use, you're still destruction and you've got to go. You cannot stay. I call destruction out. Destruction. Loose them and come out. Loose them and let them go. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Come out, destruction. Destruction. I take authority over destruction in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Loose them and come out. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. Loose them. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You can't have them. You can't stay. Destruction. Destruction. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Come on out. Destruction. Destruction. How about rebellion? Rebellion. Come on out, rebellion. I speak to that spirit of rebellion. Loose them and come out. Loose them and let them go. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Come out. Come out, rebellion. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You can't have them. You can't have them. Rebellion. Rebellion. Let them go. Let them go. The Lord rebuke you. Come out of there. Come on out of there.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.